Jason Curry is a Utah State Fire Information Officer. He says because of late rains and higher snowpack, this summer probably won't have as many wildfires as last year, but the risk is still above average.
Most of the state is in moderate to severe drought, and so we're going to see some fires, and we're most likely going to see some big ones.
Temperatures in Salt Lake City have already reached 100 degrees. And while the temperatures will drop later this week, that doesn't mean all parts of the state are free from fire danger. Curry says cold fronts moving in are accompanied by warm southwesterly winds that increase the danger of wildfires.
For the most part, the storms we have come in are more harm than good.
Even though storms usually bring concentrated rainfall, Curry says they also bring high winds and the risk of lightning-caused fires. According to the National Climatic Data Center, Utah is the second driest state in the nation. It gets an average of just over 12 inches of rain each year, which makes every summer a potentially busy time for Utah firefighters. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.